January 26, 2014, Sunday morning service. Today we are going to start from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. It clearly says that the last days will be a difficult time. Difficult to do what? To obtain the eternal life, I think. So this is clearly a warning. It says, lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud. So you might think that he's talking about non-believers. But these are about the Christians, because it also says in the fourth verse that they are lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. So they love God, but they love pleasure more. This is about the Christians because non-believers do not love God to begin with. So even though even those who love God in the beginning would change their hearts, the verse says. And the verse 5 is very clearly saying, having a form of godliness but denying its power. It is talking about hypocrites like the Pharisees. So this is a warning to the Christians who now love the Lord and regularly attend the church. Those wolves wearing sheep's clothes tell other believers that such warning does not concern you, so not to worry. And many Christians easily buy into this too good to be true story. Like when I was working at some company, I would get a phone call asking for me, and he called me the director of the operation, which I was not. Though he got my name right, I was not a director since I was just a contractor. Then he would start talking about a great deal that he has about purchasing a condo. I did not have any money to purchase a condo to begin with, so I did not take any of this seriously. But I know some people who actually bought condos like that, and they all said the sales pitch they heard was too good to be true, and they all regretted the purchase later on. So when you hear a Bible teaching saying that this does not apply to Christians, be careful. These verses clearly apply to all of us, like lover of pleasure rather than lover of God, or having a form of godliness. So this warns us that the church will change and the Christians will change. So if you get caught up in the world and become lovers of themselves, lovers of money and boasters, proud, and you might lose your salvation. This is not a threat, but this is a fact, since the Bible says so. It says in the verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And it also says in the next verse that resist the truth, men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith. So disapproved ones would not enter into the place God has promised us. So it is like failing an entrance exam. I failed many tests in my life. It is nothing to boast about. I even failed a driver's license test because I could not start the car on the slope, and the car rolled downhill about 10 centimeters. The instructor who was sitting next to me did not say anything but just wrote down on the sheet that the car rolled down. My friend who went to take the test with me passed the test, but I had to go back there again. So they are disapproved concerning the faith, and that means that they are not allowed to enter into the place God has for us, therefore failing the test. It also says in the end time, There will be many church goers who will not enter into the promise of God. It's like you go to a prep school, but you never enter the university. Because it says that the Christians will become like the world. I looked further into this part for today's message. The last days, perilous times. I looked up the meaning of perilous in Greek. And the same Greek word is used in Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And when he has come to the other side into the country of Gergesenes, they met him too possessed with devils coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way. The word perilous is interchangeably used with the word fierce. In other words, the perilous time means violent time caused by the demonic spirits. This verse in Matthew says the man was fierce, and the reason of that was because he was demonized. That's why you have to look up different parts of the Bible and try not to understand the context solely from one section. So what's described as a characteristics of the end time is blasphemers and disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, and I think they're all caused by the demons. I also wrote in the newsletters that the demonic doctrines will be found in the house of God in the last days. One pastor who had read it and agreed with me sent me a fax saying so too. So in the last days, the church will be there, the service will be there, and the communion will be there, but the Holy Spirit will be denied and all instigated by the demonic spirits. Many Christians are thinking that they will be fine as long as they don't go to a weird church, but it is not about that. It is a demonic attack, and they are smarter than us, and they will come to attack the foundation of our church. People would come to the church, and they think that they're safe there, but the people will be deceived. I have been a Christian for a long time, and I feel that the many Christians are playing double-faced in the sense that they look very faithful and diligently come to the church, but they're denying the power and faith. So in short, they just go to church to please people and to be seen by others. The most important thing is to obtain the eternal life by faith. Without that, everything else is meaningless. So do not be deceived. Also, the end of verse 3 says, despisers of good. Please be aware that in the end time, those who do the right thing in the eyes of God will be despised. Like in the US, who were protesting against homosexuality were arrested. It is true that those who do the right thing would be despised. Also, it says, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Such people is everyone, lover of money and lover of pleasure. So God tells you to stay away from those people, even if they are Christians, because God separates holy people from unholy, as he always done in the Bible. Verse 6. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. As you know, the household is a metaphor of a church, and a woman is a metaphor of a Christian. So creeping into households means that things will creep into the church. In the end time, unholy things will come against all the Christians and all the churches, all caused by the demonic spirits. So the more you are deceived, the more you are loaded down with sins, and you would never be able to come to the knowledge of the truth. So you may be busy listening to preachers or attending many seminars and conferences. I myself was invited to a seminar where a pastor was teaching his congregation using a book called Purpose-Driven Life. I did not say anything to him, but I did not want to go because the book author was saying that the God of Islam and Christian God was the same. Much learning would not bring them to the knowledge of the truth, and they become disapproved concerning the faith, as the verse 8 says, so they would not enter into the promise and the blessings of the Lord. I met many Christians, and I must say that I have seen many Christians having changed by the world and become like the world, and they start bringing the world to the church. That's why there is a warning that the church will change. I am not sure if it is a good thing to mention name, but Nikki had so many trouble a while ago. They had an annual meeting in their church, and some extremists would occupy the church and then persecute the senior pastor. There was so much chaos in the church. It was just like the world, and it did not look like a church. Paul also says, now as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds. Do you know the story of Jannes and Jambres? Let's look up who they are. Look at Exodus chapter 7 verse 10. So Moses and Aaron went into Pharaoh, and they did so just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh and before his servants, and it became a serpent. The Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments. For every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents, but Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. It does not say their names, but Jannes and Jambres are Pharaoh's magicians. Moses was the one who received the law from God, so Moses represents the law. And those two men resisted Moses, meaning that they resisted the law, the word of God. So Paul is saying that church and Christians will be resisting the word of God. Bible is like that. When you read it casually, you would not understand who Jannes and Jambres are, but when you study it, it has a profound meaning, and the rod represents teaching or a teacher, and the serpent represents a cleverness of the enemy. So what did they do? They did the same thing as Moses did. So the people who resisted the law actually did exactly the same thing as Moses. The people who gather at church would actually do exactly the same thing, having the appearance of holiness, but they will be actually resisting the law. It says in the verse 21. So he lifted up the rod and struck the waters that were in the river, in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, and river stunk, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. There was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantment. So the magician did exactly the same thing that Moses did. And the same thing will happen in the church. Their activities and outside appearance will look exactly the same as the holy church, but they will be actually empowered by the different spirit. Also, Jannes and Jambres are not Jewish. They are Egyptians with different gods, but they had the similar power like Moses. Egypt is the metaphor of a nation or a place of God's judgment, as described in the Revelation. The names are mentioned in the New Testament, is as a warning to us that the church will become like Egypt for having the appearance of godly people, but empowered by the different spirits. But in the eyes of God, they are the one who resist the word of God. Such changes will affect all the way inside of the house, which is inside of the church. That's why we have been diligently seeking the true message of God, and we were led to do various things like publishing a book, for which we have already received 300 orders. Many churches will change in the last days, for we are to avoid such people so that we will not be deceived by the evil spirits. Because evil spirits are smarter than us, and if we were to walk as a Christian, relying on our own wisdom, we will be destroyed by them easily. So we are to rely on the Holy Spirit. He will guide you and give you the wisdom and discernment. So do not be like always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, and do not resist the truth. Do not think that all the brides will marry the groom. Only the wise ones marry the groom, and the rest will be told by him that he does not know them. That's what the Bible says. Though our church may be small, and we might have a pastor who does not possess much strength, but let us keep studying the word of God as it is written, and let us pursue things of God so that we can enter into the promise and blessings.